Track 17. You should now be back in the heart of Arley Village, where you will find a tea room and a post office and a chance to relax by the riverside. Whilst today Arley is a sleepy village, much loved by visitors, it is worth remembering that in the past, when the river was a busy highway of trade, with boats up and down, carrying people and goods, it would have been a bustling community wedded to the lifeblood of the river, with all its comings and goings. In 1851, the village hosted 5 public houses, serving the bargemen and traders, as well as locals. Upper Arley was recorded in the Domesday Survey of 1086, although a settlement was probably here long before then. Situated at a fording point, later to become a ferry crossing, it had a strategic importance, connecting the west and eastern sides of the river. There are records of a ferry at Upper Arley as early as the 12th century, and getting people, animals, carts and goods across the river would have been an essential part of local life. Upper Arley was a medieval manorial settlement, and the castle that dates from 1844 stands on the site of the old manor close to the church. In settlement studies, Arley is classified as a dispersed hamlet, that is, it is a settlement that does not have a distinct centre. Properties in the village are strung out along the sinuous lanes that converge on the Severn Crossing, now represented by a footbridge. The footbridge was installed in 1972 to replace the ferry, which ceased to run in the mid-1960s. At any time of year, Arley is a peaceful and picturesque village, so take time to stroll around it. You may also wish to cross over the river and saunter up to the pretty Arley station, one of the stops on the popular Severn Valley Railway. We hope you've enjoyed the Upper Arley Circular. For more information on downloadable audio trails, please visit www.worcestershire.gov.uk/countryside. This audio trail was voiced by Rebecca Blockley, recorded by David Pick at FFG, and special thanks to Adam Mindikowski of the Historic Environment and Archaeology Service of Worcestershire County Council for providing the historical material.